Dear listeners, Sai Ram and welcome to our program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems. Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali is a chant of 108 appellations of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. It is a means of worshipping Swami by chanting names that describe His glory in different ways. Chanting the Lord's name is called Namasmarana. Swami has said in His discourses that in different yugas there were different paths to liberation. In the Krita Yuga, it was tapas, penance. In the Treta Yuga, it was yajna or ceremonial sacrifices. In the Dwapara Yuga, it became worship. But the path to redemption now in the Kali Yuga is Namasmarana. Swami gives another reason why Namasmarana is very important for all of us. Our mind, Swami says, is like a mad and drunk monkey bitten by a scorpion. It means that the vagaries of the mind have no limits and it can go to any extent. Hence, Swami always compares the idle human mind to a genie or a demon that is waiting to devour you if not engaged in some work or the other. A popular saying goes that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. The best way to engage this genie, called the mind, is to erect a pole and ask the mind to climb up and down until there is some work for it to do. Swami says that the pole is the beautiful form of the Lord, and the process of climbing up and down the pole is the process of doing Namasmarana, that is chanting Lord's name continuously. Thus we see, dear listeners, that chanting the Lord's name is very important. Reciting Sri Satya Sai Ashtotara Shatanamavali, which is the 108 names of Swami, is one of the ways of Namasmarana. In Sanskrit, Ashtotara Shatanamavali means 108 names. Explaining the significance of the number 108, Swami has said, "Man breathes 900 times per hour, approximately. That is, 10,800 times in the day and 10,800 times in the night. 1 plus 8 equals 9, and 9 is a divine number." Further, when Swami was asked why we should chant His 108 names, Swami said that if we chant His name 108 times, at least once, we may chant it with love and devotion. In this program, Sai Ashtotaram, a garland of 108 gems, we will explore the meaning and significance of each name through interesting anecdotes from the lives of Bhagavan and His devotees. In each episode of this program, we will dwell upon two names. To begin with, let's listen to readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse.
The grace of God descends upon the eager sadhaka who listens attentively to the story of that grace. The name of God, if recited with love and faith, has that power. Once, the mother of Agastya boasted that her son drank all the waters of the ocean. But mother of Hanuman, who was there, said, "Why go to that extent? My son leaped over it in a trice." But there was the mother of Rama with them. She said, "Your son leaped over the ocean, uttering my son's name. Without it, he was helpless." The name has that overmastering power. It can award unheard of, unimagined strength and courage. The other two women disputed the fact that it was Rama Nama that strengthened Hanuman for enterprise. So Kausalya asked Rama himself. He said, why, it was because this body was called Rama, the name that combines the Bijaksharas of both Shiva and Vishnu, that I myself was able to conquer Ravana and his hordes. The name has much efficacy. By repeating the name, the Lord and his attributes can be easily identified. The tongue must be sanctified by the repetition of the name.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to the readings of few excerpts on Namasmarana from Swami's Divine Discourse. The 37th name in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali is
Om Sri Sai Anandadaya Namaha.
Let's now elucidate the meaning and significance of this name. Om Sri Sai Anandadaya Namaha. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba asks all to bring him their sorrows and griefs and take from him what he so generously grants, Ananda. So, he is most appropriately called Anandadayi, he who grants Ananda. The Taittiriya Upanishad says, suppose a youth, learned in sacred lore, promptest in action, steadiest in heart, strongest in body, and suppose all this earth and all this wealth are his, this is human bliss. 100 times this bliss is the bliss of the Gandharvas. 100 times this Ananda is the Ananda of Deva Gandharvas. 100 times this is the Ananda of the Karma Devas. 100 times this is the Ananda of Devas. 100 times this is the Ananda of Indra. Brihaspati has Ananda 100 times that of Indra. 100 times this is the bliss of Prajapati. The bliss of Brahman or Brahmananda is the bliss of Prajapati multiplied 100-fold in it. There is no distinction as bliss and as enjoyer of bliss. This Ananda that Baba is what he encourages us to attain and ultimately grants. For those who have known him, he is Ananda. Ananda is he. They know not else, they need not else. Subordinate and secondary grades of bliss he grants, only to develop in us the appetite for the sadhana, to attain this highest Ananda, Brahmananda that he is. Dear listeners, till now you listen to the explanation of the 37th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Anandadaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Anandadaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who grants eternal bliss. Bhagavan Baba, the embodiment of Ananda, always confers bliss on his devotees. Swami says, I am pure love. I can give you only one thing, and that is bliss. Through bliss, I give you love. To give peace, courage, and consolation to my devotees is my mission. This means that my characteristics are unchanging. They were present in my earlier form too. Now, only my manifest physical form is new. The mere thought of Swami's darshan makes the devotees happy. And on getting his darshan, the waves of joy that sweep across them make them realize the unique spiritual power of the Supreme Master, who alone can grant such bliss. Seeing the happiness on the faces of his devotees, Swami says, the bliss that emanates from the radiant faces of this huge crowd is my food. I live on that. When you're happy and content, I feel fresh. When your eyes twinkle with joy, my thirst is quenched. Your bliss is my nourishment. I only want my bliss to reach you and wish to share your joy. This mutual interaction is necessary. Here is a small story which narrates how Swami imparts bliss to his devotees. Some years ago, a family had gone for Swami's darshan. A little girl felt that Swami should look at her. So, in darshan, this little girl started shouting aloud, "Swami, Swami!" He was quite far away. After hearing her voice, he looked at her and indicated her to keep quiet by putting his finger on his lips and saying, "Shh." Then he walked a few steps further, picked up a few chocolates from the plate of a devotee and threw them towards the little girl. They fell straight into her tiny hands. She counted them. They were 6 in number. The number of family members who had come for Swami's darshan was exactly 6. This little girl was ecstatic and her happiness was beyond description. She shared the chocolates with all the 6 family members and doubled her joy. If such a small incident can give so much joy to the devotee, what will happen when Swami showers his unending grace in bigger doses? All the negative qualities of the devotee drop away and pure eternal bliss remains. Swami says, "To give bliss is my task. So not once or twice or thrice, but however many times you want, I will come amongst you to shower this bliss."
Dear listeners, till now you listened to a short story glorifying the 37th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Anandadaya Namaha. The 38th name is
Om Sri Sai Artatrana Parayanaya Namaha.
Om Sri Sai Artatrana Parayanaya Namaha. Artha is the name by which the unhappy, the oppressed, the distressed, the affected and those struck by calamity are known. Baba is ever engaged in rescuing such from grief. When they call on him sincerely with a pure heart, when they rely on his grace without any doubt or hesitation or division or diversion of loyalty. Some people sneer at those who call on Venkataramana, God, when Sankata, grief overwhelms them. But Baba says, such action is to be recommended, since they rely on the Lord rather than on any human or subhuman or superhuman help. And if they sincerely yearn in agony, Baba will certainly come to the rescue, if he is called by any name. Shankaracharya says that Artha is a person who is afflicted by illness, or injured by wild animals, or robbed by dacoits, etc. Baba is the refuge for all such, because when his grace is won by observing his commands, he saves us from debilitating and painful illnesses. He saves us from accidents. He guards well-earned wealth, provided it is planned to put it to the best use. He is ever active in showering grace on those who hunger for it and deserve it. Baba is adored as the Lord who is ever eager, ever engaged in Parayana, rescuing, Trana, the distressed, Artha. He says that there is no harm asking God for physical health or material comfort, for God provides these for all who yearn to approach Him. God has laid down the law of hunger and He is bound to give you food, he says.
Dear listeners, till now you listened to the explanation of the 38th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Arthatrana Parayanaya Namaha. Let's now listen to a short story related to this name.
Om Shri Sai Arthatrana Parayanaya Namaha. Salutations to Shri Sai, who is devoted solely in serving those in distress. The Bhagavad Gita expounds in four types of devotees: Artha, seeking help; Ardharthi, seeking wealth; Jignasu, seeking knowledge; and Jnani, seeking wisdom. Amongst these four, the first type, the Artha, are the ones who seek divine help from the incarnations of God, who in turn nurtures them and takes them towards self-realization. In the present avatar, Sri Satya Sai Baba is the ultimate refuge to those who seek his help. Here is a story about Sri Suresh Dikshit, who was the nephew of an ardent devotee of Swami, Sri Panduranga Dikshit. Sri Suresh Dikshit suffered from sarcoma, a type of cancer of the leg, at a young age. He had very small children, and he was the sole breadwinner of the family. The entire family was drowned in sorrow. Since Suresh's father was not alive, Sri Panduranga Dikshit was the head of the family. When he heard about his nephew's illness, he inquired with the doctors. They told him, "In this illness, the leg has to be amputated. After that, the patient may survive from 6 months to 1 year." At the time, Suresh was in hospital and was undergoing chemotherapy. Swami visited Mumbai around the same time. Sri Panduranga Dikshit thought to himself, "Why not take Suresh to Dharmakshetra?" Accordingly, he took Suresh there from the hospital. Since Sri Dikshit was the president of the Sai Samiti, he had to attend some meetings. So, he left Suresh with Shrikant Savan, another Sai devotee, and Dr. Dharkar, Suresh's father-in-law, with instructions that he should be introduced to Swami. Swami, the ultimate refuge, came out from Satyadeep to give darshan and walked up straight to Suresh. "To the one who knows all the mysteries of the universe, does he need an introduction?" Without asking Suresh anything, Swami said, "Cancel the cancer. From today, you will start a new life, new birthday." And he materialized Vibhuti and asked Suresh to eat it. Due to this unexpected turn of events, Suresh forgot to take Swami's Pada Namaskar, touching the lotus feet. This kept bothering him. But the compassionate Swami came back, lifted the robe slightly, and asked Suresh to take Pada Namaskar. After this incident, Suresh recovered very rapidly. All the reports were normal, and by Swami's grace, his life was restored to normalcy. This is just one example. There may be many known and unknown devotees who have found their refuge in Swami and who has freed them from their distress.
Dear listeners, till now you listen to a short story glorifying the 38th name of the Lord in Sri Satya Sai Ashtottara Shatanamavali, that is, Om Sri Sai Arthatrana Parayanaya Namaha. With this, we have come to the end of today's episode. We will continue this program next week and explore the meaning and significance of next two names. Dear listeners, we hope you like this program. Please send us your feedback, comments and suggestions on this, as always, to listener@radiosai.org.
Thank you and loving Sai Ram from Prashanthi Nilayam.
Shama Murari. ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಅರುಣ ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಶೇಷಾರಮಣ ಸದ್ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಅರುಣಾರಮಣ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಅರುಣಾರಮಣ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುದೇವಾ
ಭವಭಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರು.